Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4941.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
The person would be my dad. He was able to join the Navy, and with that, he was able eventually to open his own business and move out of the city, and was able to put my sister and I through private schools all of our life, so something to look up to.
Okay. And what do you aspire to be?
I want to be a Navy lawyer or JAG. That's my greatest goal.
A lawyer?
Yeah.
Okay. And how would you describe yourself as a human being?
I try to be humble, because I know I was one of the lucky ones. There's not a lot of people that are as fortunate as me, so I try to take that into account.
Okay. And what types of things make you happy?
Being with friends and family probably makes me the happiest in life.
Okay. What types of things make you sad?
Just seeing those who are less fortunate, you know, sometimes they have no choice in the hand they're dealt, but it's sad.
Okay, what do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
First quality I would say is most admirable is loyalty. It says a lot for if you're willing to stick with someone through thick and thin. And then second quality is just being respectful, just treating others how you like to be treated.
Okay. What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I would like to say probably patience is one of them. You know, a lot of us take that for granted. I'm still working on it, of course, but and another quality probably just be my humbleness.
Okay. Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Spending time with my family from anything from taking vacations to just going to see sports events, you know. Anything is better than nothing.
Okay. Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why it was so special.
Best present I ever received was I got a watch from my best friend, and it was so special because 2 years later, my best friend passed away, but
wow.
That's why it means a lot to me.
Okay. Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Playing baseball, snorkeling, mountain biking, paragliding. That's about it.
Do you have a favorite book?
Lone Survivor.
Okay. And what type do you read? Like, do you read often? Okay, what types of books do you enjoy?
I usually like novels, but I've been getting into the Game of Thrones series.
Okay. Do you have a favorite literary character? Like of all time or right now? Or
probably Jon Snow right now.
Okay. Do you have a favorite word?
Piety.
What does that mean?
It's like the act of being selfless.
What about a movie you saw? The last movie you saw?
It's probably Interstellar.
Yeah, how was it?
It was different. Yeah. It was long, but it was good.
Okay. What types of sports do you like to watch?
Probably football and hockey the most.
Okay. And what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I would just like hanging out with friends, going mountain biking, snorkeling is probably my favorite thing to do.
Okay.
But or scuba diving. That's about it, though.
Okay, and do you have any hobbies other than snorkeling?
Any hobbies? I'd probably say just fixing cars. Like, fixing my car at home is a hobby.
Okay. Would you consider yourself a creative person?
In a way, yes. I wouldn't say I'm the most creative, but I like being at home being in my room and just like drawing or something, you know. We were thinking about things I can do around the house that make things easier on my mom and dad when I'm away.
Great. Okay. Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
That I remember, no.
Okay. Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
Sure. Freshman year of college, I was faced with a virus where I missed 2.5 months of school. And in that time span, I got a choice of taking the next semester off of school or try and continue with it. And I think continuing with it was the best decision I've made.
Okay. Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Probably Gandhi, because I feel like the level of patience he had and understanding of others, even though he wasn't treated in the best way, was amazing.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled you, and in what way?
Probably the song The Fear by Ben Howard. In the song, it just talks about like what we're all afraid of. You know, everyone has fear, and you might not realize it at first, but like listening to that song brought it out.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Definitely sitting on a beach in warm weather.
Okay. And who would you prefer to be with?
Probably my family and friends.
Okay. What would you say is your approach to life?
Right now it's day by day, you know, just with school and everything, but I'm a very relaxed person, and I don't think anyone should stress out about life too much, you know.
Okay. Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience was leading a spiritual retreat in high school. I was able to tell my story and hear other guys' stories throughout, so.
Do you have a favorite actor?
Probably, I'd have to say Brad Pitt.
Okay. Just because he's very versatile, or what do you like about him?
Very versatile, and then most of the roles he plays, I should say.
Okay. Do you have a favorite type of food or a favorite meal?
Probably chicken parmesan. Okay. It's probably my favorite.
What about a favorite board game, either now and or when you were a kid?
Probably Clue. Okay. This is always challenging for me, so.
All right. What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Skydiving, for sure.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't right now?
Be on a beach, you know.
And do you have a favorite season?
Probably the fall.
Okay. What do you like about the fall?
Just the fact that it's not too hot, but it's not too cold, so it's just in between.
All right. What matters to you the most?
Definitely being there for my family.
And what is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you?
My parents forgot me in an airport once.
Yeah. Okay, what happened with that?
They were just rushing. They left me in baggage claim. Yeah.
Okay. Did, like, someone find you? How did you?
Eventually. I was, like, 7, so security just found me, and then we just waited there for a couple hours till they came back.
Were you scared?
Not really. I thought it was funny, but.
Is there a great cause that you feel strongly about?
I'd probably just say community service in general. I feel like it's the best way to give back to those less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
doesn't matter like what it is, but it's just giving back.
And do you do food banks or anything like that, or do you?
I do. Well, in my school, they offer like community service outreach, and we go around the food banks, whether we're handing out food or dropping things off. I feel like that's the best way right now that I can help out.
Okay. And what about if you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
Probably Batman, because he's a superhero that's actually just like a human being, you know? And him fighting crime, I guess, is a way of cleaning up like the bad in Gotham, or, you know, giving back to his community.
Yeah. Okay. If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
Just travel all the time. Just hop on planes, you know.
All right. What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like the least?
The quality I like the best would probably be being able to listen to what others have to say. There's not too many times where someone will actually sit down and actually listen to someone. And quality I like the least is not being as outgoing as I would want.
Okay. And you are a student. What are your plans after you graduate?
After I graduate, I plan on joining the United States Navy. And hopefully with that, they'll pay for law school.
Okay. All right. You are majoring in criminal justice. When did you first become interested in this field?
Probably when I was little. Always had an inclination to, like, police or FBI.
Okay. So is that, like, more like a community service type thing or, like, catching the bad guys or...?
It started off with catching the bad guys, but then I realized, like, just helping the community.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if you could choose any other career, what would you be?
Definitely, like, a professional surfer or something.
All right. If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
10 years from now, probably still employed by the Navy, just working on building my resume for other federal agencies.
Okay. Okay, so tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Romantic evening? Probably just dinner by the river. I don't know. It's a tough question. Depends on the girl, I should say.
Okay. And what qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Probably their self-esteem. Just like, or how they enter a room. If they're able to carry themselves and just, I don't know, brighten up the room. That's something I look for.
Okay. What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other, or that you have done for a significant other?
The nicest thing I've done for a significant other was take them on vacation.
Okay. All right. So tell me why you decided to participate in the donor program.
I decided to participate in the donor program because I have neighbors who have tried bearing children for years and they had struggled with it. And they had finally told my family about their story and it just inspired me.
Okay. And is there any message you would like to add for recipients or offspring that might be listening to the interview?
Just the idea that I'm only doing this to help out. Just like the basic thing I want to get across.
Okay.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4941.